Neurec. Gram, ne? Put him down, Ollie. Put him down, mate. He's only little. You on your own?
Seems so.
Well, you're a brave lad, ain't you? You want to take a look at my bakery? We bake all sorts here, mate, yeah. Did you know we bake over 10,000 loaves a week? Can you believe it? We bake the white bread, we bake the brown bread, bake all sorts. You like to try some? Bread. Yeah?
All right.
But what would you like, brown or what?
Try the brown.
Brown, all right.
Not bad.
Not bad, Not bad. It's fucking awful, that stuff. Fucking brown stuff is horrible. It's for the workers.
Yeah.
White stuff, now that is for the bosses. Come look.
But now we come to a period that I call the battle for identity.
As my grandma told me. Superstitious devices. Lies my grandma told me. What? Urban mythological rules.
Salut les kids et bienvenue dans En attendant Godard, saison 12, épisode 29. Le confinement n'en finit pas, alors pour s'occuper, quoi de mieux que de faire son propre alcool? Dans le volume 16 de cette mixtape, la maison de la rédaction d'En attendant Godard vous embarque dans le royaume merveilleux des hors-la-loi de la picole, des Moonshiners et Bootleggers. Cette mixtape a été orchestrée par nos truands Matt Bonner, Doc Erwan et El Comandante.
Been a moonshiner for 17 long years. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hollow and sit up my still. And if whiskey don't kill me, and I don't know what will. Go to some bar room and drink with my friends, where the women can't follow and see what I spend. God bless them pretty women, I wish they was mine. their breath is as sweet as the dew on the vine. Let me eat when I'm hungry. Let me drink when I'm dry. Dollars when I'm hard up. Religion when I die. The whole world's a bottle and life's but a dram. When a bottle gets empty, it sure ain't worth a damn.
Of a man for disobeying the laws of the land. Folks say that my daddy wouldn't fit to kill. Oh, and I know it was true what the people said, 'cause we'd all have been better off dead than to live a life of shame and strife, 'cause of daddy's moonshine still. And my mama was always sweet and kind, but she grew old for her time, worrying about the way we had. Yeah, my daddy put the wrinkles in my mama's face. He drunk his share of all he made, and just one more reason I grew to hate my daddy's moonshine still. Daddy's moonshine still was good for nothing but to break mama's heart and to tear our home apart, make our lives a living hell. And set him out the sun on our back porch till he got ready to take him up on the hill. And when daddy got word of the revenue, he made us kids help hide his brew, made us swear that we never knew about daddy's moonshine still. Yeah, and two of my brothers drove across the state line once a week with a load of moonshine, and the wounds that came from that won't ever heal. 'Cause on a moonshine run one rainy night, my two brothers lost their lives, and oh my God, how I despise my daddy's moonshine still. But at least it took me far away from daddy's moonshine still. My bootlegging daddy was known taking that stuff and bad memories haunt the rest of us. I'm daddy's moonshine still. Yeah, daddy's moonshine still was good for nothing but to break mama's heart, to tear our home apart, make our lives a living hell. Yeah.
Well, do you think I'm bold to inquire what you do as your job?
Well, which one's the question? What do I think or what do I do?
Loretta, don't you know drug enforcement? See a man in a suit of clothes, they come around sniffing the air.
No, no, no. You got us wrong. We're Marshal Service. We go around smelling flowers till we get turned on to wanted felons.
Raylan Gibbons.
Mrs. Bennett. This is Deputy Rachel Brooks.
Deputy? Been away so long, you forgot to call me Max.
I didn't want to presume.
Loretta, this is Raylan Givens. He used to be a big baseball player in high school. Now he's a federal. Oh, look at poor Loretta. Eyes drooping, us talking about the old days. You run along home, Loretta. Let us ancients catch up. Can I interest you in some apple pie?
I remember your apple pie.
I make 180 proof. Cut it with cider, some apple juice, add some cinnamon and vanilla. Reach me that glass, would you? Could have done with a pinch more cinnamon. Cinnamon really sells the pie.
As good as I remembered.
Would you like some, ma'am?
No, thank you.
How's business, Max?
This place? I get by.
And the rest?
So that's why you're here. You go ahead and prove it. I run a store, help these poor people come up from the holler with their food stamps. When's anybody seen me cultivate an herb?
I told you, Mags, we're not drug enforcement. As long as they got nothing on you, we don't either. Here you got a good 1,000 acres from here to West Virginia.
What's good about it? You plan a third for the law, third for the thieves. What's left, you sell to the dealers, the ones making the real profit. Used to be marijuana was the number one cash crop in Kentucky. Now you got all the pills, worse even than methamphetamine. I don't have anything to do with that.
Crazy-eyed motherfucker, truckin' the fuck. I got the big boss horse, just sippin' the sauce. Factory, gentlemen.
Quite an operation.
10 shiners, 2 shifts, 24 hours a day. Got to figure putting out close to 2,000 crates a week. And that's just for starters.
None of this is legit?
Not once they get through with it. One part real, 8 parts water. You heat it up, let it cool, then add your alcohol to bring up your proof.
Where do you get your alcohol?
Potatoes. You let them ferment. Smells rough, but compared to a stiff, it's fucking lilacs. After you add the alcohol, you throw in your caramel coloring, your oil of rye, bourbon, depending on what you want.
You can make scotch, too?
Naturally. You just gotta add some carbonyl, though, for the bead.
What's that?
Bubbles.
Higher the proof, more bead it's supposed to have. Come on, bottoms up.
The fuck's in this shit?
Carbonyl, like I said. Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, huh?
Hey, what are you doing?
Cocksucker!
What the hell's wrong with you? Out! Now, beat it!
Jimmy, out!
Stupid bohunk.
It's just a gag, okay?
Yeah, you're a real pistol.
Enough with the bohunk cracks. My name's Doyle now.
What?
I changed it. I ain't Mickey Kuzik no more.
Who's after you?
Nobody.
And why Doyle?
Sounds better is all.
A rose by any other name.
What's that supposed to mean?
Read a fucking book.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, he'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances, if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine, to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Walk with me through the pines in the morning sun. The birds are singing in the pines in the morning sun. Come stand with me, my darling one, among the trembling pines. We feel His presence all around. Fire in the sky.
You can't hold me, I'm too slippery. I do no sleeping, I get lonely. You can touch me if you want to. I got poison, just my body. Lying circle on the sunlight, shine like diamonds on a dark night. Smile, only things sweet beguiling. Future, He don't try to find me. Skin I've been through dies behind me. Silent, hollow, wrapped in hatred. Not a drop then wasted. You can slip, try to find me. Hold a breath, flood deny me. Makes no difference to my thinking. I'll be here when you start sinking.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade, brought to school by a friend of mine in after class. Me and him and this sue the fool decided we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so I held myself, first time for everything. My ears still ring, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered this covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill. I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip. I done a double backflip, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, 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 yeah.
Oh, let the grasses grow and the waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough of the rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gougers all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. And we'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the rail of Mountain Dew. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery yum and idle little dum day. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery yum and idle little dum day. There's a neat little snill at the foot of the hill where the smoke curdles up to the sky. Be a whiff of the smell, you can plainly tell that there's much eat boys close by. Where it fills the air with a perfume rare to be twixt both me and you. As home we roll, we'll drink a bowl or a bucket full of Mountain Dew. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery yum and idle little dum day. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery yum and idle little dum day.
Where's learning? Well, this year's the pile, they've written your prizes high. A sight for shame from Ireland, drink a sight from wheat and rye. Go away with your pills, it'll cure all this for pagan, Christian or Jew. Take off your coat and grease your throat with a bucket full of Mountain Dew.
Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery yum and idle little dum day. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery yum and idle little dum day. Let the grasses grow and the waters flow in a free and easy way. Give me enough of the rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gougers all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. And we'll give them a sip and we'll take a sip of the rare old Mountain Dew. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery up a idle little dum day. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery up a idle little dum day. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery up a idle little dum day. Skittery idle little dum, skittery idle little dum, skittery up a idle little dum day.
C'est quand même bien réconfortant de se sentir protégé par des policiers aussi actifs et aussi vigilants.
Ah, ça. Justement, je crois bien qu'ils vont pas tarder à s'amener.
Il te raconte bien un coup avec nous. Mais touche pas à celui-là. Des fois, ça serait pas vraiment de la gnoule.
Et on s'excuse d'avoir escaté votre barrière. Mais il faut dire qu'on était pressé d'arriver ici à temps pour vous empêcher de boire l'eau de votre puits. Il y a de la typhoïde dans les parages.
Oui, et pas plus tard que ce matin, le shérif nous a dit vous deux, allez prendre un échantillon de l'eau de puits. De l'eau du puits à Sagamore. Hein? Je voudrais surtout pas que Sagamore s'en aille attraper cette sacrée typhoïde.
Dites donc les gars, mais c'est rudement aimable de sa part, ça, au shérif. Tu vois, Doc, eh ben, c'est bien ce que je te disais. Crois la plupart de ces noms de lieux de cul de plomb du conseil municipal, tous ces gros lards qui se prélassent à l'hôtel de ville et qui n'en foutent pas une ravée pour gagner leur pognon. Ben, du shérif, eux, ils se tracassent, ils guettent les incendies de forêt, et les avions, ils se tourmentent pour cette sacrée typhoïde. Ah, c'est pas pareil. Bon, bah écoutez, je sais pas moi, allez au puits tirer un seau d'eau, puis regardez voir si vous trouvez pas un vieux bocal à confiture pour la mettre dedans, par là.
On veut pas vous déranger, on va seulement prendre celui-là, le plein cruchon qui est derrière vous. Tremblement suffisant pour le tribunal.
Pour le service de santé.
Pour le service de santé. Oui, oui.
Celui-là, vous voulez dire?
Oui, oui.
Mais c'est pas de l'eau de puits, ça, les gars.
Non,
c'est pas de l'eau de puits,
ça n'est pas.
Une espèce de médicament pour... Enfin, vous voyez ce que je veux dire, ces temps-ci, j'étais un peu mou, alors...
Et goûtez. Je me sentais un peu... faiblard, ces temps-ci.
Alors, c'est aussi fort que ça? Ah, les médicaments de Sagamore Noonan.
Mais bon Dieu, dis donc que je suis bête. Mais le médicament, c'est pas ça. C'est ce cruchon-là. Ça, c'est la nitroglycérine pour mes souches. Ah. Il faut surtout pas chahuter avec ça, mes enfants. Et regardez.
Ah.
Vous avez chaud, les gars?
Non, c'est l'odeur.
L'odeur? Tu sens quelque chose, toi, Doc?
Quand même, tu charries, t'es pas obligé de puer autant.
Ouais, tu sais, c'est l'été, hein. La chaleur, tout ça, et des odeurs qui se dégagent.
Oh, oui, mais faut pas pousser, je sais ce que ça sent, un alambic.
T'as vu un alambic, toi? C'est quelque chose, ça. Ben, eux aussi sont persuadés qu'il y en a un. Ça fait des années qu'ils le cherchent.
Ils l'ont jamais trouvé?
Non.
Ben, t'as raison, alors c'est qu'il y en a pas.
Et ben voilà. Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Race Records. Let's go! I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I said I'm an outlaw.
Yeah. Fire up the Harley, now I'm off to Cali to do my thing. Rolling down the 15 full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Since 2006, me and Turbo were rocking this outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the Moonshine Bandits. It's that country hip hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight as your dome. You're the type of kid that should have just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck, you must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B, the rest is history. Outlaw, motherfucker,
I'm a whiskey drinking S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm for the 1% patches on the leather vest, and every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry, if I did I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks then go out like cash. They bought me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. At the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three knows me and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousin. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sievers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representer. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry is right. These Cali girls need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get, that's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, cause I'm a
whiskey-drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I'm an outlaw, yeah.
fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, I see this liquor came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Same as I do, but we could together. If you wanted to,
do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay.
Didn't we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day? Crawling back to you,
never
thought.
Both ways,
I have to see you. Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
up a little.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, George.
I want to thank you for this.
No, thank you.
I think he would have wanted you to have that.
He'd have wanted a cop to have it.
Mr. Ness! Mr. Ness, any comment for the record? The man who put Al Capone on the spot.
I just happened to be there when the wheel went round.
They say they're going to repeal Prohibition. What will you do then?
I think I'll have a drink.
C'était la mixtape numéro 16 d'En attendant Godard, spécial Moonshiners. Prochaine émission, prochaine mixtape. Prenez soin de vous et à ciao, bonsoir.